Hey, Alex, what's going on, my friend?
Not much, you guys?
Everything's going good. Obviously, the Patriots' defense has played at a very high level the last 2 weeks. What are you seeing on film scheme-wise? They've altered it a little bit in the most two recent games. So what are your impressions?
I think, one, scheme-wise, they throw a lot at you, you know, just as far as fronts and coverages and looks, and they certainly make you defend a lot of different things. They're rotating personnel. There's a lot of guys, you know, that front seven is made up of a bunch of different guys that come in and out. And, you know, I think the one thing is they all play fast and all pretty physical guys. I think, it, you know, on the back end, a group that for the most part has been together, you know, Revis knew, but you know, certainly played a lot of football, so I think those guys are pretty cohesive back there, and you know what they're doing, and it matches up with the front. So, you know, seem to be getting pressure and guys forcing balls, they get turnovers, getting teams in third down and then getting off the field. So, it'll be a big challenge for us this week.
Alex, you look Chandler Jones and his length and his wingspan. What kind of a challenge does he present when you look at a guy that can come after you, but he can also drop back into coverage? You can play the run.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, his length definitely stands out on film, especially, I mean, you see him moving around. He plays inside against guards. He jumps outside. He's getting on tight ends and disrupting. Very disruptive, I think, because of his length, that whatever he's doing, whether he's rushing the passer or, you know, on a tight end or inside, I mean, his length is such a great advantage. So he can definitely be disruptive with it. You know, how to combat that, you know, for me, I'm trying not to focus on him and on the guys downfield, but certainly as a team, he's somebody that you know, kind of commands some attention, that's for sure.
Thank you.
I'm wondering about your ability as a runner. I think that, well, I know that actually. I spoke to Vince Wilfork, and he's got a lot of respect for your game overall, and he included in that the notion that you can make plays on the move in the pocket, out of the pocket, and also if you have to, you can tuck it and run. As you get older, how much of a component is it to leave the pocket and make yards on your own?
Yeah, you know, it's something I still, you know, take a lot of pride in. I think as you get older, you get better at not forcing it. I think in my younger years, sometimes you rely on it too much, and you get older and you just, you know, there's games where it comes to you and you find yourself, you know, you have a lot more rushing attempts than other games, you know, none. So that's one of those things that depends on how the game dictates how they're playing you. But certainly when those opportunities present themselves, that is something, you know, that's kind of hidden yardage. You know, a lot of times it sneaks up on the stat sheet, and if you can run for, some first downs and make up some ground, it can really help you. You know, it's just a matter of being smart with it when you're a quarterback and you get out of the pocket, because, you know, certainly this is a physical group, and a lot of defenses are, so when you do get out, it's about being smart and protecting yourself.
Alex, what has Darrell Revis done for this Patriots secondary, and what is having him back there? I guess, what kind of awareness do you need to have?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, certainly, this is a tremendous player, certainly when he's manned up. Very, very good player. He's in the last couple weeks match the opposing team's best receiver, and for the most part, he's had a lot of success. So, he's good. He's physical, fast, he's smart. You can see all those on film, so it's a pretty dangerous combination when you have all that.
Where's your confidence level at, Alex? I mean, you've gone through plenty of tribulations in the National Football League, and I think most people have a high regard for what you've gone through and the level that you play at now, because you've been on the roller coaster. Do you feel like a little bit of a survivor, even though, you know, you're a very high draft pick, obviously?
Well, yeah, I mean, a little bit of it is an endurance thing, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, for a lot of different reasons, it doesn't hit right away, and everybody's story's different. But, yeah, it was tough for me for a lot of those years, and you just kind of try to find a way to keep getting through it and keep focusing on what you can control and getting better and improving, and get through it, you know. And I think don't let it get you down, and I think certainly I've seen a lot of guys before me and try to learn from them. So for me, yeah, it was that. I mean, there is a little bit of that in there. It's just, you know, keep pushing on. You know, just keep trying to push through it, and know things, you keep working, know things that they can get better, and they will.
Alex, one of our locals from around here is Anthony Sherman, your fullback, and I'd just like to hear from you kind of how you feel about what he brings to the table, not just in his blocking and things that he does quite well there, but also the leadership he brings to the offensive unit.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could ask anybody on the team, and he's a guy that everybody loves in the locker room and on the team. He's just that kind of personality, that kind of teammate. Everybody knows he'd die for you. He'd do anything for you. He'd give his shirt off his back. He's just that kind of teammate. And you know on Sundays or Monday this week that you know, come game time, he's going to be ready to go. You never have to worry about Sherm. I mean, this is the way he is, you know, and I think everybody appreciates how he goes about his business, how he prepares, and then the energy he brings. You know, he's a contagious guy, contagious personality, and the energy he brings, and that how much he likes playing football and loves playing football, and got to feed off that.
How strong a home field advantage is a primetime game in Arrowhead?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when Arrowhead's going, it's, you know, for me last year was, I played here before as an opposing guy and knew how tough it was, but last year, you know, seeing, you know, all those home games and seeing the fans and how they approach it, it's a special place, certainly, and sort of bring a Monday Night Football game back here. I'm excited for it. Excited to see, I know everybody's kind of for it in the community, so excited to see what it'll be like.
Can you get anything done when you're sitting over there on the sideline trying to talk to your offensive coordinator?
Yeah, we try to get stuff done. Sometimes it's kind of fun to look out there and see the opposing quarterback deal with the noise. But, yeah, certainly we got our hands full usually looking at the pictures.
Alex, how tough is Gerard Mayo, and especially for an opposing quarterback? How tough is it facing a defense with a linebacker like him in there?
Yeah, I mean, there's not many weaknesses in his game. I mean, a guy that big and physical that can run the way he can, I mean, you just see it on film. I mean, the physicality that he has. Kind of setting the tone up there, I think, for that linebacking crew. That, I mean, he's never comes off the field. They match him up in man coverage a lot of times, and you know, you can see the speed for as big as he is. So, you know, I think it kind of speaks for itself. I mean, not many weaknesses in his game. He's a really good player up front.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex.
Yep. Thanks, guys.